This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. T-Mobile.com.
This podcast on 97.3 The Fan is brought to you by Hamul Casino, San Diego's closest casino. Real close, real friendly, real fun.
I think people think I'm being too negative. I promised everybody positive juice only, and I'm still very positive. I loved that victory last night, Benny.
I liked what Danny had to say. She tweeted in and said, yeah, we played sloppy, but so did they.
They did.
So I agree with Ben. Their bullpen gave up just like ours did. Their defense gave up runs just like ours did. It does feel like when the Padres have played the Dodgers this season, the Dodgers almost never make mistakes,
never.
But they do.
Yeah.
Like any human baseball team, the Dodgers occasionally make mistakes. It almost never seems to happen against the Padres, but it did last night.
Well, you know, there was the play early in the game. Turner gets a pretty routine ground ball, falls down to his knees. They end up getting an out at second, but they don't complete the double play. Of course, he had the butterfingers late in the game. Chris Taylor on a ball that he makes 99 out of 100 times, booted it. Fantastic. Nice to take advantage of another team's. But, you know, we got Nick Martinez throwing wildly over to first base. Drury can't pick it. Doesn't play a hell of a lot of first base. It's those little things.
The Ha-Sung Kim error in the ninth inning.
So tough.
And obviously the pass ball by Jorge Alfaro. But you could tell, I think Don Amon had it right. He was just looking. He just looked briefly to see if he could get Trey Turner
at third.
And when he took his eye off the ball for just a second, he lost the play there, booted that one. And, you know, ultimately
should
the Padres still won 3-2.
Should he also been covering third on the throw to home?
Yes. Yes. He was late to the bag at third. Manny had him. Manny with a brilliant cutoff and, you know, could have had him.
It seemed like
at
that
third.
Was but I think pre-planned by Manny.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Trey Turner likely should have gone on that and just committed with his speed and his sliding ability.
You're Trey Turner.
I was sure he was going to go for it there, and I was not looking forward to what was going to happen. So
no.
I was thrilled that he turned around halfway, and that I think that was another mistake that the Dodgers ended up making in that game. Dodgers didn't deserve to win that game.
Well, the funny thing is
last night
they've won 150 games this year. You think that make the Padres make a play, for God's sakes. What are you doing? So I loved it. I loved that win. I was elated. I got 3 hours of sleep because of it. Like, I'm super fired up. Positive juice is flowing.
This hour, Ben and Woods brought to you by Senor Grubbies in downtown Carlsbad and Oceanside. Check out their daily happy hour from 3 to 6. Hashtag EatGrubbies and EatGrubbies.com. Need a contestant for Take on Woods. He is 0-2 this week. We've never had a three-game losing streak in Take on Woods before. I'm pretty sure of that. You could be the first. Make some history by calling in 833-288-0973 and Take on Woods in our musical trivia challenge with a chance to qualify for a getaway to the Wynn Las Vegas. Fogarty tickets, $200 gift card coming up here in just a couple of minutes. But we need a contestant, 833-288-0973. The rest of the bullpen, though, to me, obviously Josh Hader suffered the blown save, but he had the big inning from Suarez getting out of the jam. You had Pierce Johnson absolutely just lights out there in the 10th, buckling Mookie's knees with a full count curveball there to end the inning and keep the Dodgers off the scoreboard. That was fantastic. For a guy who's missed so much time, to have a big inning like that, that's got to give him a ton of confidence, and it's got to give Bob Melvin even more confidence in Pierce Johnson going into the playoffs for the role that I can see Pierce – after that, maybe moving into more of a setup role for the Padres going forward.
Don't think I've ever wanted to make sex to a pitch more than I wanted to make sex to that curveball that he threw to Mookie Betts that absolutely could do nothing with it. And, you know, we always forget Pierce has got 96, 97 in the bag, too, when he needs it. It's just, I'm so happy to see him back.
And I don't think it wasn't a here-we-go-again situation for me with Josh Hader on the blown save.
No, not at all.
You know, he gave up the first pitch double to Trey Turner.
Who, by the way, his foot was down when that ball left. He was going to ambush Josh Hader because he knows he's smart. They're a smart team. He knows, hey, man, he's been getting ahead a lot with his fastball. Trey Turner can pound a fastball. It's going to happen.
A lot of guys will take in that situation.
No.
And Hader will, you know, think he can get ahead with a fastball. Even, I mean, Hader's fastball is so good. Even if he does get a swing, how often does a guy actually hit it against Hader? But Trey Turner's a great hitter and put one in the gap. And then Hader should have gotten out of that inning. Without the error, without the wild pitch, it looked like he had, you know, pitched his way out of the jam. So I don't feel more nervous or anything about Josh Hader despite the blown save last night. You said it a couple of weeks ago that he will blow a save at some point.
He got roasted.
There it was right there. And it didn't even cost the Padres a game. Nope. That's the best kind of blown save.
No question.
I think when Trevor Hoffman saved, 53 out of 54 games in 1998, they won the game that he blew.
Yeah.
You know, that's the best kind of blown save when your team still comes back and wins it in the end. So bullpen was fantastic. You know, Manny didn't have a great night last night.
Yeah, I mean, not at all.
Just wasn't swinging normally, seeing it, whatever, but he had some pitches to hit.
For sure.
Oh, yeah.
Bases loaded,
oh, yeah.
Bottom of the eighth.
Oh, yeah.
When he came, I thought that was game.
When Coldplay came in to pitch and threw him first pitch, 95, I believe, which for Manny, that's good hitting. That is just what he, and they had the stat before. Yes, that dude is batting 452 on the first pitch. That's absurd. Why would you ever, if you have to know that going, why would you ever give him one? You know, why wouldn't you bounce that first pitch? You know he's going to hack at it. 452 or something. I was really surprised.
And then for him to get a second chance.
Yes.
They walk
first
Soto.
And third, one out
I
in
thought
the
for
10.
Sure they're walking both of them.
A sack
so
fly.
I didn't like it, but I go, that's what I would do.
Yeah.
I
mean, and Manny had some pitches up in the zone. All you needed was a 300-foot fly ball, and you win the game there, and still was unable to make contact on that at bat.
Yeah. You know, all that being said, bro, the guy, I mean, he's carried this team. So,
of course.
I mean, you're not – other guys stepped up, and that's what you need from a good baseball team. I was bummed for him personally because we love him. And also, we were talking about an MVP candidate yesterday.
One game shouldn't win or lose an MVP for a player.
You felt like he could have won it with
But you did feel like with the narrative and everyone talking about him, had then they been saturated with a bunch of Manny game-winning highlights from – a walk-off against the Dodgers, it might have generated enough momentum to maybe push him over the top for that MVP award.
Yep.
I don't think people aren't going to say, oh, man, he didn't come through. Most people won't even know that
he didn't
come through in that game. They'll just look at the numbers. But they would have seen it had he come through, and it might have made a difference in the MVP race. But again,
You'll get him today. You'll be all right.
Yeah, I'm not worried about Manny Machado
by
any stretch of the imagination. And then to walk it off the way they did, I was very impressed. You didn't get overly excited, overly eager against Craig Kimbrell with two outs. Drury draws the walk. And then Jorge Alfaro, as Bob Melvin said in our last segment in that soundbite, not something we expect from
Jorge.
It's not really
not
in his
forte.
His repertoire to draw walks.
Surprises him literally walking off. So not really one of his things that he tends to do. We've seen him you know, get a few hits to do it, but
and you
passive
know,
aggressive.
Yeah, 2-1 count. You know, he swung at the first pitch, and then a couple pitches that were well off the plate. You go, this goes 3-1. It's going to get interesting. But then once it was 2-2, I just didn't see the walk coming. But he did a great job at 2-2 to lay off two Craig Kimbrell pitches, both well outside, but
still
tough
man.
To lay off
your
for
adrenaline.
A free swinger in that situation.
Yeah.
Was looking for his fifth walk off of the season. Very impressed again with Jorge Alfaro. Guy's got that clutch gene. At least this year he does.
Fantastic.
Which has been absolutely incredible.
I loved it. Great win.
All right. Speaking of wins, Woodsy's looking for one. his first of the week, or will the winning streak for the Tier 1s continue? It is time for Take on Woods.
It's time for Take on Woods.
Take on Woods. Woods.
Brought to you by Hamul Casino, San Diego's closest casino.
All right, is this Jason on the line?
Yeah, I'm here.
All right, Jason, you are the contestant today. Good luck. If you can beat or tie Woods in our five-question musical trivia challenge, you will qualify for a trip to the Wynn Las Vegas. Two nights, two tickets to John Fogerty, and a $200 American Express gift card. Get John Fogerty performing his CCR hits and other legendary songs at the Wynn Las Vegas for a limited engagement. Tickets to all six performances from November 9th to 19th are on sale now at Ticketmaster.com. And since Woods thinks November is just a couple days away, it's very soon, apparently. He's just forgotten about October entirely. Jason, you get to pick our category, so here are your choices today. Bring back Riding the Rails, musical answers that contain the word train. Made in America, five song titles that include the word American or Americans. And our new category today, Sky's the Limit, five song titles that include the word sky. So of those three, Jason, Riding the Rails, Made in America, Sky's the Limit. What's it going to be this morning?
Let's go with Riding the Rails.
Riding the Rails. Okay, again, we got five questions. All will include the word train somewhere in the answer. You'll have 60 seconds to get as many as you can. Pass if you don't know one. We'll come back if there's time left on the clock at the end. And we'll start with our two-second song, which is a short clip of a fairly well-known hit. You need to give me both the title of the song and the artist. And don't forget the category, Riding the Rails. We're looking for train in each answer. Last question for you, Jason. Do you want to keep your advantage, keep Woods in the dark, or do you want to go heads up against him and give him the category?
Yeah, I'm gonna keep my advantage.
Fair enough. All right, here we go. 60 seconds on the clock. Category is Riding the Rails. Your time begins when Paul plays the music. Again, we need the artist and the title. Your time begins right now. Good luck. Let's take on Woods.
Pass.
Randy Rhoads wrote and plays the iconic guitar riff in which 1980 debut single for Ozzy Osbourne as a solo artist. Correct. Which Hall of Fame song became the first number one hit for Gladys Knight and the Pips in 1974?
Midnight Train to Georgia.
Correct. Soul Asylum won a Best Rock Song Grammy in 1994 for which hit?
Yeah.
In order to avoid confusion with the Ben E. King classic, The Clash gave what other title to their 1979 song subtitled Stand By Me?
Yeah.
All right, let's go back to that two-second song.
Yeah.
All right, let's go back to, in order to avoid confusion with the Ben E. King classic, The Clash gave what other title to their 1979 song subtitled Stand By Me? Time's up. Sorry, too. It's a tough category. Let me give the answers here. Hang on the line, Jason. That two-second song was Drops of Jupiter by Train, fitting with the category. You got Crazy Train and Midnight Train to Georgia, the Soul Asylum song Runaway Train, and Train in Vain is the Stand By Me song by The Clash. I wonder if Woodsy will know the actual title of that one as well. Could be a tough one for him. And he doesn't get the category, so I think this is going to be a difficult challenge. Pressure's on as he has lost twice in a row. Will Jason take him down and make it three straight? You don't get the category. 60 seconds on the clock. Your time begins when Paul plays the music. Good luck, Woods. Let's take on Jason.
Something by Train. Pass. Pass.
Randy Rhoads wrote and plays the iconic guitar.
Crazy Train.
Correct. Which Hall of Fame song became the first number one hit for Gladys Knight and the Pips in 1974?
Midnight Train to Georgia.
Correct. Soul Asylum won a Best Rock Song Grammy.
Runaway Train.
Correct. In order to avoid confusion with the Ben E. King classic, The Clash gave what other title to their 1970?
Train in Vain.
Correct. Go back to the two-second song.
It's one of my least favorite bands in the world.
It is Train. You got that part.
Oh, God, I hate that band. Meet Virginia.
No, but you did get four, and your losing streak is over.
Yes!
Jason, thank you for playing. 4-2 was the final. That song is called Drops of Jupiter by Train.
But
that was one of your fastest. You got those four.
Once I knew. Once you said Randy Rhoads and after Train, I was like, here we go.
Midnight Train to Georgia, Runaway Train. Train in Vain.
Yeah, Train in Vain.
Which is, you got that one quickly as well.
Yep.
I thought that might be a tough one, but not for Woods today. Oh, he is back.
Feels good.
Winning ways.
Feels
congratulations,
good. Yeah.
Woods.
It's like a 1-2-3 inning.
All right, don't forget. Yeah,
yes.
There's Crazy Train. Coming up at 7:42 or thereabouts, right as we get talking to Adam Jones this morning, we'll have another keyword for a chance to win a Padres autographed baseball. Get that keyword, enter it at 973thefansd.com/autographs for your chance to win coming up later this hour. From Ben and Woods and 973 The Fan.
Has anyone ever walked in to close a baseball game to this song? Because I think that'd be a good one.
I know the NFL uses it
a lot for
like kickoffs and such, but I don't know. This would be a decent closer song.
That's good. Wouldn't that be good?
I like it.
Yeah. Gets me fired up.
Yeah, not bad at all. All right, Don't Do This is coming up next. We had a balk fest.
A balk off.
A balk. It wasn't a balk off, but it was a balk fest.
Yeah, balk. Yeah, balk fest is a better word. Balkcella.
In the Marlins Braves game last night.
So, was it two bitter calls? Or were they really balks?
I don't know. We're going to discuss this and where the Don't Do This actually resides. From that game last night. That's coming up next with Ben and Woods. We'll be right back after a check of traffic here on 97.3 The Fan.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Football fans, the NFL draft is almost here, and the free Odyssey app brings you the latest coverage from the biggest sports radio stations across the country. Which players will help your team the most? Who will make a draft day trade? Will they be ready for week one? The local conversations about the team you love. All streaming free right here on the Odyssey app. Audacy. Download it today.
Don't do this.
It's time for Don't Do This.
What were you thinking?
3 stories from the world of sports that make us all shake our heads.
Why?
How many times do I have to tell you?
I'm sorry, I fudged up, guys.
You idiot, you moron.
You dumbass.
The apple sometimes does far fall from the tree.
Don't do this.
Do not tweet that.
With Ben and Woods.
I like a Nickelback song or two.
On 97.3 The Fan.
Just saw the picture of Adam Jones and where he's going to join us from in our next segment. Amazing. Absolutely amazing.
Incredible.
Before we get to Don't Do This, you can tune in to Kickoff with Boomer and Valenti Saturday mornings at 7 a.m. as former NFL MVP Boomer Esiason and Mike Valenti discuss the biggest NFL news, preview the most important games of the week right here on 97.3 The Fan. All right, do you want me to go first here?
Sure.
All right, let's start with this balk fest. Between the Miami Marlins.
Balktoberfest.
Balktober, but it's only September. We're not there yet. Marlins lefty Richard Bleier. The Marlins had a 6-3 lead in the eighth inning, He's in and relief for the Marlins, trying to hold on to that three-run advantage. Gets the first two batters out. Then Jeff McNeil gets on base with an infield single. The dangerous Pete Alonso's at the plate. I think he already had a three-run homer earlier in the game.
So good. Dude.
McNeil is on first. Blyer comes to his set, left-handed pitcher, and throws the pitch. He's called for a balk.
You hear, that's a balk!
Yep. So he's surprised because he's been in the league for 7 years, and he's never been called for a balk in 303 big league appearances. So he's a little surprised. Like, what? Why is that a balk? So off Jeff McNeil goes from first to second. All right, so then he goes back to his stretch, throws another pitch to Pete Alonso, and guess what? Balk again.
That's a balk.
Yeah, all right, so now he's getting furious. The runner goes from second to third. And then one more time, comes to the stretch, throws the pitch, and
that's a balk.
There it is again. McNeil goes from first all the way home.
Yeah. First
on the
home.
First three balks of Richard Blyer's major league career.
In a row?
Now, you could say the don't do this is for Blyer, for balking a runner all the way around from first to third, but or first to home, but that is an incredibly unusual thing for an umpire to call in that situation. I mean, most pitchers don't deviate that much. A balk happens when something unusual happens, like a hiccup in their delivery.
A stumble.
There was no visible, like, something wrong, or he wasn't being distracted by the runner or anything. He was trying to go with his regular delivery and just kept getting called for a balk.
The one that he's gone with for 7 years. And again, whoever that umpire was, as he prepared for the game, smoothed Brill Cream through his hair, dragged a comb across his head, looked in the mirror and said, hey, tonight, it's about you. Make it about yourself. Here's the thing about balks, and this is probably at every single level, including Major League Baseball. An umpire will walk up to you and go, hey, just, by the way, pause. Make sure you come to a full stop, right? Make sure you come set. And they'll give you one. They'll give you one. So after he got called for the balk, I watched it. I watched all three of them. I didn't see anything. I didn't see him rolling through his delivery. I didn't see him do a twitch. There are guys with these funky-ass, like, even some of our guys, like, Clev's twitchy stuff. I'm like, I'm sorry. Like, that looks like an attempt to make a pitch.
But
it's,
I believe,
very strange.
If you do it every time,
then you're
okay.
Right. But right. I saw the exact same delivery. I did not see him roll through a stop or anything like that. And, again, that umpire wanted to make it about himself.
Don Mattingly, as you can imagine, lost his mind and was thrown out of the game. The quote from Blyer after the game, it's the same move I've been doing for 300 innings, and here we are. Maybe I was balking. I watched the video. I completely disagreed, but I'm biased, so I don't know.
Fantastic. It was just fantastic. I need a drink of water.
Didn't end up affecting the game. The Marlins still won. The Braves won. No, the Marlins won 6-4. It was the Mets. That's right.
Just keep guessing teams, eventually you'll hit it.
It's the Mets are now in the wild card spot.
Yeah.
They're tied with the Atlanta Braves. Atlanta has the tiebreaker, though. That's why I had Atlanta on the brain.
It's getting juicy.
Which means the Mets are now the first wild card team, and the Padres are the second wild card team and would be on track to face each other in the wild card round. Could change, though, because those teams play three games this weekend.
Mama, how fun is that?
Yeah.
All right, so when you have King Cringe, Bob Nightingale, doing a story about Prince Cringe, Ben Verlander, brother of Lord Baseball himself.
They're definitely brothers. We've confirmed that.
Yeah, they're brothers. Okay. Yeah, of course. When you have him doing a story about Ben Verlander going to Japan to immerse himself in the Japanese culture as it pertains to the greatest baseball player on the planet, Shohei Ohtani. They sent him on this excursion. I can't believe he gets paid for this. I really can't. So what was funny was the way that Bob Nightingale wrote the article. You like Bob. Bob's a nice guy. He is a big jinx.
Covered the Padres many, many years ago.
Very, very big jinx on Twitter. It's kind of funny. Everyone kind of plays along with it now.
And has been based out of San Diego doing a lot of his national stuff for years. I think he moved to Minnesota, but see him at Petco Park a lot.
Nice fellow.
Yeah.
Right? But a bit cringy. Ben Verlander has taken cringe to the next level. Listen to some of the quotes in this article. These are quotes from Ben Verlander. Are you ready for this? I'm trying to think of a good Ben Verlander voice. I feel like it's like this. People in Japan aren't the most outspoken. They don't speak up, don't speak boldly. So I am their voice on the other side of the world. How can you not be affected by that? That's how I picture him saying, I am their voice on the other side of the world. Okay. You're Ben Verlander, by the way. When I got over there, I was blown away by the response. The response was unbelievable. There were grown adults coming to see me, some traveling 4 hours, coming to see me for meetups. There were gifts, magazines, posts with my picture on them. There were kids who broke into tears. One girl burst into tears and couldn't bring herself together. I was blown away. Kids there were asking for my autograph. It was emotional for me, emotional for them. Buddy.
Did they not know who he was?
I'm guessing they thought it was Justin
or something like that.
He has his own wiener directly in someone else. I've never seen... Other than
I mean, maybe it was all true. Could it have been all true? Do you think he was making it up, or do you think he was? I mean, even if it was all true, do you think he just exaggerated, or what's going on?
I know is that I've never seen a bigger case of self pouching than this. Right?
You get some big reactions. Where do you get your biggest reactions?
Mickey D's. Yeah. Yeah, they love me over there.
They do.
Yeah.
Do people burst into tears while you're there?
When I leave.
They do.
Yeah, when I leave.
Do they travel hours to see you? Do they bring you gifts?
Yeah. Number two.
I actually had a great reaction yesterday. I was getting some birria tacos.
Tell us more, Ben Verlander.
And his son were in line, and Nick turns around and goes, "Are you Ben Higgins?" And I go, yes, I am. He goes, "I'm a huge fan. I listen to the show every morning. I listen to a ton of the show.
Thank you,
it's
Nick.
Great. Love the show." And I was very appreciative. And there was no tears involved, but it was nice. It was nice of Nick to say that while we were in line for tacos yesterday.
I can't even go into Mickey D's anymore. I actually have to go through the drive-thru.
You do?
Yeah.
To avoid the crush.
Autographs and pictures and... It's
the tears that really get you, right?
The tears get me.
I mean, you walk in, people burst into tears, yeah. And they see you. That's tough.
It is unbelievable. It was unbelievable. I don't speak that language. They don't speak
I show up here, and I get random gifts.
Yeah.
Even though my birthday's not for 5 weeks.
He is so cringy. So little girl.
How do they recognize? I mean, I don't even know exactly what he looks like.
He looks like Justin Verlander without a beard. I really think that they thought it was Justin Verlander. I'm not kidding.
All right, finally, I'm going to stretch our do this a little bit. I only like it because it's bad for LIV Golf, and you know that I'm not
mega doo-doo.
Not a fan. Greg Norman's been touting for the last few weeks that he's gotten all kinds of interest from broadcast networks to air LIV tournaments. You know, big rights deal coming up. When it was finally reported yesterday by Golf Week, turns out that interest may have been over-exaggerated by Greg Norman. The deal that they have actually come up with is LIV Golf will be paying Fox Sports 1 to broadcast their tournaments.
Correct me if I'm wrong. Don't networks usually pay for the rights to broadcast?
That's where sports leagues get most of their money, in fact. The PGA Tour has huge broadcast deals with Golf Channel and CBS, and they get tons of money every year for television.
I do love when people that don't know, they're not in the know. Oh, well, you guys are paid Padres employees. No, quite the opposite, my friends. Quite the opposite. We are partners. But we pay them for those rights. That's not a secret. Like, it's quite the opposite of what people think, which is fascinating to me. And this case, Ben, they're buying their salad spinner commercials.
Yeah, it's basically they're going to put on an infomercial. They're going to produce it. They're going to sell whatever advertising they can.
You can't watch it live,
which is
going to
be tough. One of the reasons no one was interested is that they didn't think people would want to advertise on it because, you know, there's people protesting the tournaments. It's problematic. So no one was really interested in showing these tournaments. And Fox wasn't even that interested. But the chairman, Lachlan Murdoch, pulled some strings and said, all right, find a way to put them on somewhere as a favor to whoever to get it done. And so they are going to do a pay-to-play, an infomercial. We call it a brokered show here on radio.
Yeah.
You hear them a lot on weekend mornings where they just buy the time and put on their own show. And that's fine. I mean, some of those are even decent shows. But if it was really good, someone would be paying to put this golf on, and no one is paying to put on Live Golf.
That's incredible. That is incredible.
And that's Don't Do This for a Wednesday.
That was Don't Do This with Ben and Woods on 97.3 The Fan.
All right, we'll come back. Adam Jones, you're never going to believe where he is this week. He'll join us to talk some baseball. We'll have our code word to win a Padres autograph baseball as well. All coming up next with Ben and Woods on San Diego's number one sports station, 97.3 The Fan. Moment from 97.3 The Fan, again with the free Odyssey app. You can download podcasts from your favorite talk shows. Listen wherever, whenever works best for you. It's the free Odyssey app. And before we bring Adam Jones on, it is time to give out another keyword for a chance to win an autographed Padres baseball. Go to 97.3thefansd.com/autographs right now and enter the keyword SLAM. SLAM your keyword this morning at 97.3thefansd.com/autographs. Very excited to reveal where in the world is Adam Jones coming up after this check of traffic on 97.3 The Fan. Time to go out to our premier Chevrolet of Carlsbad fan hotline to bring on our friend and five-time All-Star Adam Jones. And Adam, to borrow a line from our friends at the doghouse, you are the absolute worst. Tell everybody where you are this morning, Adam.
I'm in some tight-ass Lederhosen, I'm in Munich right now at Oktoberfest. I can't sit down in tight-ass Lederhosen. Like, they'll loosen up. These things ain't loosened up what per damn. But maybe I'm too big and been drinking too many beers, so maybe I need to loosen up.
Like,
a contradiction of opinions going on.
You got a size too small.
They're like Jake Cronenworth's pants, just painted on.
Yes, they go around the waist, but the thigh is just like it's troubling. But I worked it out. I put them on. I jumped into them like some women have to jump into their pants.
Yeah,
I feel their pain right now. So I'm at Oktoberfest.
And I've got
some friends from Barcelona. Some of the dads that, you know, the dads over here, let's be honest with ourselves, they could take off a day from work if they're working at all. And, we came out here and just having some fun, 24 hours just out here drinking and eating some schnitzel and having some fun.
My buddy is German. His parents are from Germany, and he's been four or five times, and he's like, look, you couldn't have handled it in your 20s. He's like, you could handle it now because you know when to say when and shut it down. I heard it is just bananas over there.
Well, you guys so rudely interrupted me as our first round just came. So I'm just waiting on it. I might be behind a few of my friends. But no, they say, I've talked to many people here. They say, pace yourself. These beers are big. I was here a couple weeks ago, and I can attest that these beers are big. And, I'm not going to pace myself. Let's be honest with myself. I'm a moron.
Get after it.
Fast, quick. Exactly. I'm going to get right after it and be crawling through the damn, trying to get back to my hotel room.
That schnitzel's not going to taste great coming back up, just for the record. So go easy. Get something in your
belly. That's why we're going to have some now.
Yeah. Get something in your belly.
Yeah. We're eating now. We got a whole charcuterie board all prepared.
So many guys, I'll see a guy post a picture of himself at playing like Balboa, and he's like, living my best life. And I'm like, that's great. Good for him. I'm glad you get to go out and get around. Adam Jones is living all of our best lives in Munich right now at Oktoberfest. We appreciate you taking time out of your busy, beer drinking and schnitzel eating schedule to join us. But did you catch the game? Did you catch the game last night?
I did. It was a great walk off. I felt like Mudcat as soon as that pitch hit off Alfaro at 98 coming up and in. And it was 3-2 and the ball got by him. Yep. I felt Mudcat. He was But hey, great game. That's what you're gonna. But that's what you're gonna get against the Dodgers. What do you think you're gonna get? Like, they're not gonna let anything slide. Even though they have everything wrapped up, they're just trying to get the guys healthy and smart for the playoffs. They still gonna kick your butt, and that's their intentions. So it's a great win, and we need the win, obviously more than they need the win. And it's pretty cool being up as much as they up right now. Have two games right now in the for fifth place. So that right now they're beaming towards Atlanta. They just need to win. They need to control their own destiny.
Just win them.
That's pretty much it. We talked about it last week or the week before about it. How many wins does it take to get in the playoffs? And what, they're at 86 right now with
8 games to go. Yeah, four is the magic number. I mean, they're really close now.
They're really close.
Exactly.
So
we talked about it. So,
Adam, I want to ask you about Jorge Alfaro and what he's done this season. I mean, nice guy, good energy. He's a backup catcher, and he has now had 5 walk-off winners for the Padres this year. It's 2 more than anyone's ever had in franchise history. I mean, how many walk-off winners do you remember having in your entire career? To have 5 of them in one season is absolutely insane, and for a backup catcher to do it, it's even crazier.
I mean, 5 in 1 year is crazy. I mean, I remember our year in 2012 when we were a wild card team. Taylor Teagarden, he had, I think, 18 hits all year. 6 were game winners.
Good God.
Not necessarily walk-offs, but game winners somewhere on the road. Sometimes the spot in the lineup comes up, and sometimes, you know, players shine in those tough situations. And then sometimes you'll look at it and you'll be like 0-for-3, and you'll be like, damn, like, I can hit better than him. But then you get up in a big situation, he buckles down and puts a good swing on the ball and puts the ball in play and drives in the run. So that's how baseball works. You know, that's why you have 4 at-bats, 5 at-bats, not just 1 and done. So, you know, I love him in those pinch situations. He seems to enjoy that situation. So, obviously, we don't want to continue to be in that situation. But it's good to know that, you know, you got guys all throughout the lineup that aren't afraid of the big situation in a big moment.
There's no question. And you got guys with experience. We've had so many games against the Dodgers that where we just, it felt like we folded. And I know last night wasn't the cleanest game. I know it wasn't the most cleanly pitched game. There were a lot of walks, but it was nice to be able to win a game like that, seemingly for once.
I mean, all the things you said walks, and then, you know, that's the Dodgers. The Dodgers make you do that. You don't do that to yourself.
Yes.
You don't go into a game plan like, yeah, let me walk somebody 6 times and see if I can finagle through that. No. The Dodgers make you. I watched Muncy's at bat. He took 98 black. That was a ball.
Yep.
Black. They know about not many people are taking that pitch. You know what I mean? The Dodgers force you to do that, which, I mean, that's, you want the test. This is, I think right now, this is the best test before the postseason, because it was a postseason atmosphere. It's going to be a postseason atmosphere the next few days, because what happens in a few weeks? You know, next week. Being crazy, October 5th. Yeah, October 5th in, October 7th, 8th, and 9th are the wild card game. So this is, I think, right now to get them up to know that, okay, we got a good chance of being in the playoffs, but no, this atmosphere, we need this for the playoffs. We need this bump up for the playoffs. And, you know, no better way than to walk off the Dodgers in that fashion.
We're talking to Adam Jones. He's in Munich, Germany, at Germany's biggest annual celebration, Oktoberfest. You mentioned 2012 when you guys clinched the wild card. I'm sure there was a celebration. I think, you had like 3 playoff runs with the Orioles. The Padres are hoping to celebrate. I wanted to ask you, most jobs we don't get to pour champagne on each other. Woods and I have a good show. We don't dump champagne on each other and celebrate. What's it like to be in one of those actual clinching celebrations? Is it as good as it looks like it is?
It is amazing. I mean, that means you accomplish something as a unit, as a group, obviously. You know, when you accomplish something in a business, and sometimes you get big fat bonuses. Sometimes you go out and have a stag party. But in
that's basically what it is. 1955
stag party. That's exactly what it is. If you win, it's baseball stag party. You go in and pour that freezing cold champagne, the worst feeling on your face and skin and next to your eyeballs.
Your eyes. So it's not all. It's not all great.
Yeah, it feels so bad. Oh, it feels so bad. But you know what you accomplished to get to that point. So whenever I see a team celebrate, doesn't matter who it is at the moment, could be the wild card, could be you got wild card, you got the division series, it could be any of those. Obviously the World Series is what you want, but anytime you're able to even get into the dance, you better celebrate that, because there's a lot of people that played a very, very long career and never got to the dance.
Did Did you see the play in the sixth inning when the Dodgers scored their first run? The bases were loaded, grounder by Muncy, Padres turned two, but then it was overruled on replay. He was safe at first.
Yep.
They showed that slide, though, by Justin Turner, coming real wide from right field and sticking his cleats up a little bit.
Spikes up.
Was that a dirty play? Was that something the Padres should have reviewed? Would that have been overturned?
I did not see that.
Okay.
But what I know about replay, I'm glad. I mean, y'all be hot at JT. I text you, like, what the hell you doing? But what I know about the replay is that, you know, they look at that play also, so they don't just look at the play at first. They look at the play at second if they see intent. But yeah, for sure, they look at both sides of the play. And let's be honest, the Dodgers, you know what I mean? They're not going to do much to the Dodgers. I understand how the rule works, and if they didn't say nothing, I guess they didn't probably review it. It probably wasn't reviewable for them or enough for them to go on. Sometimes if his leg doesn't impede the throw, like if it was near him or something, the rule is so finicky. All these rules are so finicky. You can make them how you want. So
true.
I just say if they didn't say nothing, then they probably didn't deem it enough in the review. Because once they review a play, they look at the entire play.
I did not know that.
Okay.
I got asked that question a bunch last night. I guess if they saw something. So that's kind of a risk.
They would have reviewed it.
I guess it's not a risk for the Dodgers.
I mean, they wouldn't have scored either way.
Yeah. So, all right. Well, that's phenomenal information, and that's what you get when you get Adam Jones drunk at Oktoberfest here on Ben and Woods.
Not yet. Hey. My wife might be listening.
It's still early.
No, it's not. What time is it there?
That's true. It's four in the afternoon or something like that. Yeah. So, all right.
So, in 10 minutes.
Well, hopefully by this time next week, it'll be – so when we talk to you next week, it'll be the last day of the regular season.
Are you going to be on the moon next week, or where can we expect you in a week?
Hello, no, it's me from space.
I will be home. I'll be in Barcelona next week.
Recovering.
And yeah, hopefully we can watch. I mean, hopefully that last game does not mean much for the Padres, making rest guys before they have to send guys.
And we can do a playoff preview if we know who the Padres' opponent will be, hopefully in the wild card round. Well, Adam, let's get back to Oktoberfest and your schnitzel and your beer, and enjoy the week, and we'll talk to you again next Wednesday.
I appreciate you, gentlemen, as always.
Appreciate it, buddy.
You, man.
Have a great one.
Man. Adam Jones on our Premier Chevrolet of Carlsbad fan hotline. Save money the right way with Premier Chevrolet of Carlsbad. Visit them today in the Carlsbad Auto Mall. Chevrolet, find new roads. I feel like I did kind of know everything. When you call a review, everything gets reviewed. But, I mean, you do have to be looking for it as well.
Correct.
And I don't know whether it was pointed out, whether it was something that they should have been looking for, that play at second base, that slide. Again, I'm not sure it would have been overturned. I think it could have been called on the field, like bang, bang, like, no, that's a bad slide.
Yeah, it's a bad slide.
You know, everybody's out. Once it was called on the field, though, I don't know that it could have been overturned on replay because technically he did reach the base. It was in a weird angle, and it was well after the throw was off by Ha-Sung Kim. But he did get to the base, and that would be a tough one, I think, for umpires in the New York to say, nope, you're taking the runaway.
It's not
going to be one for the Dodgers.
Sounds a lot like Dave Roberts loving over there.
I don't think so.
From my partner.
I was trying to be objective. Really just trying to give it a fair perspective.
I mean, the spikes were up. Try to take out
it's dirty, but
try to take out our beloved Ha-Sung Kim's knees. That's fine. It's fine. If you're good with it, then I guess.
I'm not good with it. No. I'm not. I don't like Justin Turner. You know me. He's like my least favorite Dodger.
Mine too.
Muncy. He has trimmed
Taylor.
The beard a little bit. It's not
it looks
quite
worse.
As. You think it looks worse?
Yes. He looks weirder with the shorter beard. Very strange. Yeah, not a fan. Not a fan.
Fair enough.
There's not really any of them I like too much.
So game two of the series is tonight.
Tough one. Joe Musgrove.
Ooh. On the mound, and Joe says he feels good after being limited his last time out and said he had some shoulder fatigue or whatever. He said something just got out of whack, but he says everything feels good now, and he should be unrestricted and ready to go tonight. He'll go up against Julio Urias, who has been good against everyone, especially against the Padres. He's 3-0 with a 2 ERA in 18 innings against the Padres this season, 17-7 on the season, but I like having Joe out there feeling good, and You know, you used a lot of your bullpen, obviously, last night, so the deeper he can go in the game, that would be better for the Padres tonight. He hasn't had great success against the Dodgers. Of course, who has this year? 0-2 with a 5.51 ERA and 12 and a third innings against the Dodgers.
Got to hit,
season.
Man. Got to hit. It's a tough, it's a tall order. You know, again, you hope that Urias is actually, they're so far ahead. They've clinched everything they need to clinch. Hey, man, I'm going to get out there and work on some stuff, right? Like, just make sure that I'm locating, make sure I'm, you know, spinning the ball. I want to spin it. I don't know how intense it's going to be for him. I imagine every time you take the mound, it's pretty intense, Benny. But if you're going to get to him, I think today's a good day to do it. So you need to swing the bats a little bit better than you did last night.
All right, I want to hear from some Padres fans coming up. We haven't taken any phone calls all week or anything. So let's open them up for our 8 o'clock hour. We don't have really anything official planned here on our 8 o'clock hour other than some Padres talk. And want to get you involved, Tier 1s, give us a call, 833-288-0973. You can join us coming up, reset the show, and get to the second half of Ben and Woods. Again, 833-288-0973 if you want to talk some Padres baseball as they close in on clinching. I mean, what day is it going to happen? You can start projecting a little bit going forward. It's going to happen sooner rather than later, I think. Hopefully, fingers crossed on Ben and Woods, San Diego's number one sports station, 97.3 The Fan.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
All right, football fans, the NFL Draft is almost here, and the free Odyssey app brings you the latest coverage from the biggest sports radio stations across the country. Which players will help your team the most? Who will make a draft day trade? Will they be ready for week one? The local conversations about the team you love. All streaming free right here on the Odyssey app. AUDACY. Download it today.